One year ago, New Orleans newspaper The Times-Picayune laid off dozens of employees. It cut its paper and ink edition to 3 days a week, and the website, NOLA.com, became the company's focus. Many residents were shocked, outraged, indignant. But unlike many cities where the paper newspaper is increasingly a thing of the past, The Times-Picayune has some new paper competition. That story from Eve Tro of member station WWNO.
Open the door of the Fairgrinds coffee shop and you hear them laugh. These friends meet every morning, have for at least 20 years, to talk over coffee and the morning paper, emphasis on paper. Like many in New Orleans, they are fiercely loyal and worship routine. When the Times-Picayune ceased to thump on their doorsteps daily, merged with NOLA.com, and laid off their friends, Nurse Sharon Morrow says this group banished it.
I've stopped my subscription, and I'm more in the paper almost every day.
What about the new daily paper? The Advocate, based 80 miles away in Baton Rouge, launched a New Orleans edition last year to fill this gap in the market. Lawyer Sue Rapaski tells Morrow she isn't having it.
The Advocate is just like reading a high school paper. I really hate it.
It's getting better as they get to know our needs, and then hopefully they'll have a big presence down here.
Big plans are afoot. The Baton Rouge Advocate has a larger-than-life new owner in New Orleans. Multimillionaire John Georges was one of the local movers and shakers, furious at the Times-Picayune's changes, and at owners the Newhouse family, based in New York, for their refusal to sell the paper to a local buyer.
We fought the Battle of New Orleans once before. Some people think we're going to fight it again in the newspaper.
Georges bought the Advocate from its longtime family owners. His desire to take on the Picayune is epic.
You don't have to read history of the Trojan Wars to understand what a handful of great warriors that are motivated can do to overcome. That's a reference to my Greek ancestry.
His warriors are highly motivated. Leading the charge, Dan Shea. The new general manager of the Advocate was laid off from the Times-Picayune. In the weeks since he's been hired to run the paper, a slew of prize-winning reporters has jumped from the Times-Picayune to the Advocate. Shea says subscriptions in New Orleans are growing.
The notion of going into another newspaper's primary market and convincing their readers to read yours is a fool's errand. Except when you so break the bonds of your brand with your readers, and it's created this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
But the Times-Picayune, now officially called the Times-Picayune-NOLA.com, has its weapons, too.
Hello and welcome to Black and Gold today here at NOLA.com, your daily snapshot of all things New Orleans Saints. I'm Larry Holder, Saints beat writer for NOLA.com and the Times-Picayune.
That's a new daily web video about NFL team The Saints, part of the company's aggressive digital strategy. NOLA.com and Times-Picayune editor Jim Amos says New Orleans is more wired than it gets credit for. But to appease the traditional ink lovers, the company has a new printed tabloid that will fill in the days the full paper doesn't print.
We're the hometown newspaper and by far the largest news organization in this area, and I don't say that boastingly, that's just a fact. We'll see what the competition brings.
He says there's a bigger appetite for local news in New Orleans than the city's size might suggest. This is a town obsessed with itself and its image. At Mr. Chill's barbershop, owner Wilbert Chill Wilson cleans up a neckline. He's kept his Times-Picayune subscription, but a Monday morning means no paper, and all the flying hair isn't friendly to an iPad. Wilson has not subscribed to The Advocate, says it doesn't feel local.
Nobody has done a great job yet that is fulfilling to the community in New Orleans.
In this city's newspaper war, he's stuck in the middle. For NPR News, I'm Eve Tro in New Orleans.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.